Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them, as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory, 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 hallelujah. Welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. And it is Boot Haven. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One, the One who is and was and is to come. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You are the One who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for your word that says, if two or more gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. Moving by your spirit already, Lord God. Touching, Lord God, each and every household in the name of Jesus. taking whatever is wrong and making it right. Whatever is right, taking it and setting it apart for your use and for your glory. Thank you so much for it, Lord God. Thank you for your presence on this night, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything that you have preordained before the beginning of time to be done on this night, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we lift up our facilitator tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We lift up both facilitators in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching both of them, Lord God, by your Spirit. Heal, Lord God. Hallelujah. Cause Elder Philip to just be at rest, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for strengthening Minister Linda with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. As I said to you today, or this is boot camp season. Hallelujah. Amen. We are in the midst of boot camp season. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Soldiers of the living God, arise. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to be prepared. Hallelujah. And that's why we're having these boot camps. And I think that it was even a confirmation, if you will, on preparedness when we look at what's going on over in Israel right now. We are in prayer for Israel. Hallelujah. But you know, they said it themselves that they were caught by surprise. When everything began to happen, they were caught by surprise. The Lord does not want us to be caught by surprise. Hallelujah. He wants us to be ready for whatever comes. Glory to God. So in this healing boot camp, What the Lord is saying is going to happen, or and already happening, because this is our second week of healing boot camp. The Lord is talking about healing impartation. Glory to God that there's a impartation of healing. Glory to God. And a lot of you who are with us, you've already flowed in the healing anointing, but there's so many different anointings, glory to God, that one can flow in. And so there's with the boot camp, there's what's happening is the impartation of the healing anointing. You know, there's a healing anointing on me. There's a healing anointing on Elder Philip. There's a healing anointing on Minister Linda. Hallelujah. And there's a healing anointing on you. And they're all different. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, and everyone who's on the line has a different healing anointing. And so what the Lord wants to do is have an impartation, even of what we have, and what you have, that we're, as we gather together, that our anointing will come together, and we will have, hallelujah, where it would have taken me 20 years to flow in a healing anointing, to learn different things, to flow by the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, that with an impartation, that same 20 years would be invested in you immediately. Hallelujah. where you would flow in that healing anointing, and the Holy Spirit will give you the understanding of how to flow in that. Hallelujah. That's what I'm hearing in the Spirit. And then what we're looking for, what God is doing, is a healing activation. Glory to God, where that healing anointing will be triggered. It's a triggering of the healing anointing, a launching of the healing anointing. Glory to God. So maybe you have not prayed with people a lot for healing, but with this activation, you will be ready at a moment's notice to pray with someone for healing. And I'll tell you, I was just thinking as I'm doing this introduction, is that the Lord, a lady got on the elevator today as I was coming home, and she said she had been suffering with sciatica for so long, and the Lord said, just ask her if I could pray for her. And I just go from the first to the second floor. But she said yes, and we held the elevator door open. I asked her if I could lay hands on her, laid hands on her for her healing of that sciatica. Hallelujah. And then I just went on, and I'm expecting signs and wonders to follow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then the healing demonstration, that's what we're looking for. That's what God is doing, healing impartation, healing activation, and healing demonstration. And with the healing demonstration, that's when the healing comes, and the manifestation of healing shows up. That's the demonstration by the Spirit of the true and living God. Hallelujah. So that's our introduction for tonight. But Minister Linda is going to come. Hallelujah. Elder Philip is out of town, and right now he's out of town and he's resting. And then we're going to have Minister Linda to come on. But before you come on, Minister Linda, I know you're ready. Before she comes on, I just want to very quickly let you know what's going on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. So now every Thursday this month, we have two more Thursdays, the 19th and the 26th. That's going to be our healing boot camp. Glory to God. On Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is a senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. I will be preaching on this Sunday. Hallelujah. And we're in the book of Job, and it's getting hot in the book of Job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So join us this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And teaches us to dig into the Word of God as well every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have our Praying in Tongues Tuesday. That's our prayer time. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And I'm just going to say, God is revealing secrets to us. He told us about this attack before it happened in Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So join us on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, two Wednesdays of the month, we have broadcast. On the second Wednesday, we have the prophetic healing broadcast, which we had last night. Hallelujah. Woo, it was so good. Amen. Healings happened. People were getting blessed. Every second Tuesday, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The next one will be Wednesday, November the 8th. Wednesday, November the 8th. That's the second Wednesday in November. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on the fourth Wednesday of this month, we have the newest addition to our Get 'Em Radio family, and that is our anointed pandemic babies. Hallelujah. These babies have made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic, and God has poured out his spirit on these babies. So come and hear about them, and we're going to pray for them and their parents because God has a great future for these anointed pandemic babies. Amen. So Wednesday, October the 25th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And as I said, for on Thursdays, every Thursday in this month, we're having our healing boot camp. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And just get yourself ready for next month. Next month, we're celebrating Get 'Em Radio's 11th anniversary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So join us for that. We're going to have some dynamic preachers every Thursday night. Hallelujah. In the month of November as we celebrate. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now, glory to God, without any further ado, hallelujah, we're opening up for Minister Linda. Minister Linda, welcome, welcome.
Hey, praise the Lord. I'm happy to be here with you. I miss my husband being on with us tonight, but he's been so busy with work out of town, he was exhausted, and I told him, I said, you know, I can do this tonight. I said, why don't you rest? So I am
Amen.
So happy to be here with you and to share, and I know God's going to move, and I know we're going to share some things about how God has used us to pray for the sick and how you know when the anointing has taken place. And I talked a little bit about it with my husband today. I said, do you have anything in particular that you would have been talking about? And he mentioned some things to me that I'll mention tonight. And I just praise God. I pray that this broadcast touches somebody tonight so that they can go out and touch someone else.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're turning it over
Thank
to you,
Jesus.
You. Praise God. And the Lord, the Father,
praise
the Son,
Jesus.
And the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Absolutely. Well, for those of you that maybe have never met me before, I'm married to Elder Philip, but I have quite a history myself. I came to know the Lord at 4 years old, and at a very young age, I was introduced to Catherine Coleman's ministry, and it's the first time that I felt the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I have seen miracles and been a miracle my whole life. So when I talk about the healing power of God, I'm speaking from experience, not just from something that I've read or something that I've heard. It's just been my life. According to my mom, by all accounts, it is though I was raised from the dead when I was a baby. I was severely abused, and my mother said that there was no flinching in my eyes or anything, and I believe that God just breathed the breath of life back in me. And also at the age of 4, I came to know him in a mighty way, and I learned to pray. The first time I seen a miracle was a very small child, and the dog had puppies, and one of the puppies was a little white puppy that looked like the doggy across the street. And the doggy across the street, his name was Ringo. And my mother said that puppy was dead. I went out. I was probably five, six, and prayed with all my heart for little Ringo. And my mom yelled, Ringo's moving. So I seen God move at an early age. So I guess that's the beginning of my testimony. I went into the ministry at a very young age with my first husband, who's in heaven now. So I was a young teenager out there on the evangelistic road praying for the sick. So that's a little bit about me. Hello? Hello?
Yes, you are here. The broadcast
okay.
is in your hand. Amen.
Okay, honey, I just thought
you're facilitating the boot camp.
Okay,
Amen.
Well,
thank you for sharing that. That was beautiful.
Well, you know, I wanted people to know a little bit about what I've experienced. And you know, Elder Philip, he had said, you know, he said, why don't you also share about how we know when we're praying for someone that the anointing is flowing, because it's like a heat or a warmth or a fire that you feel going from your hands. You know, I will be looking on my iPad and be reading, see somebody in need. And Sister Barbara, I will reach out my hand towards that person that's asked for prayer. And I will feel this anointing fall out of, you know, just flow through my hand. And I, you know, don't know where that person is located, what's going on with them, but I can feel that anointing flowing, going towards them. And it's that power. And it's that power that heals. It's that power that delivers. It's that power that sets free. It's that power that sets the captives free. People who are bound up with spirits, people who are bound up with different illnesses. And I personally, from my own experience, want to share about the different types of healing. I have had healings that happened immediate. I've been healed of diabetes, very immediate. I have been healed of blood clots, very immediate. I have had to have a lot of faith with the MS. I will have times that I am doing fantastic and then times that I have to believe God again. I've had times that my legs didn't want to walk and I've had to holler at my legs and tell them that they're going to walk in the name of Jesus. And I walked across that floor. And I would say that the two immediate healings they uplifted my faith, but they didn't stretch my faith as much as the healing that is coming but hasn't came overnight. That is really takes more trust in the Lord, and I want to share that with people out there that maybe, you know, you've had a healing that happened overnight, but you're going through one right now that it's not completed overnight for you. I'm just going to say don't quit believing. When I see myself, there's so many people with MS that are in wheelchairs that a good friend of mine said she knows people who can't lift up their head. And, you know, sister, I never see myself in a terrible position. I always see myself healed in Jesus' name. I never see myself worse. I never do. And even through that, I've had to watch people that I love, you know, die. And I went through some hard times, but I never see myself worse, only better.
Hallelujah.
And I believe that's how I have been getting better, is how we see ourselves. So I want to share that, and I want to share about listen to God. What happened to Sister Barbara, I have been in a parking lot before. Or I have been many different places, and God will say, speak to that person, pray for that person, minister to that person. And it might be someplace, just not the ordinary place that you'd be praying for somebody, but listen to the Lord. And you'll see miracles happen.
Amen.
Is there anybody that calls in tonight with questions or anything, Sister Barbara?
Well, we're going to let you, because it's a boot camp, We're going to let you talk for a while, and then we'll open up the line. So we'll let you, minister and... Okay.
Okay. All righty. In the different types of healing that takes place and feeling the anointing, many different kinds of healing can take place. And, you know, some of the healing that I really felt impressed to share tonight is the healing of the spirit. You know, I went into the hospital to pray for somebody, you know, many times with my husband, and the Lord told me to tell that person that they needed to get joy again. You know, one thing that can hinder healing is a person needing their spirit healed because they're deeply grieving. They're deeply sad. And that can hinder a healing because they need healed inside first. They need healing emotionally. And when you're out going to others and you need a healing yourself, joy is so important. And joy doesn't come because of our circumstances. Joy comes from the Lord, knowing that anything that we go through in life, that He's got it in control. But, you know, being able to be, you know, used by God doesn't mean that everything is perfect at that moment. There might be, you know, people that are sick around you, that you're believing for healing. There might be people in trouble around you. There might be a million things that you need to do at your job or at your home. But you got to keep that joy. That's one thing I really wanted to share tonight. Is having joy is extremely, extremely important. And, you know, your joy can minister to others. Because if you've got a downtrodden faith, you're not going to minister to others. I had something that touched my heart so much. I go to what's called the YMCA, and I've taken a swim class there for exercise. And I had a lady who was a Christian but was very downtrodden, and she called me over to her, and she said, every week that I come, she said, I'm uplifted because I watch you smile. And she said, I've been so sad. I've lost this person, and this had this sickness and had this happen, and I've had no joy. But she said, every time I watch you smile, it does something to me. So one of your ways of ministering is your countenance, letting the Lord show His light through you. Joy, smiling. You know, in Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. It is really important to give your burdens or whatever if you want to be used in healing ministry, you've got to be able to give your burdens, any sadnesses, any griefs, to the Lord. We all go through those things. But learning to give those things to the Lord is another thing. Being able to be used when we're going through things like that. And it made me so happy that this lady was uplifted by me smiling. And I just didn't even, you know, realize that. And then when I was younger, I worked in the cosmetics industry. And back when I was young, it was called fragrance modeling. You know, one of those ladies that bugs you and has to spray the perfume on you. Well, that was me. I did that, and I also traveled as a makeup artist. But back when I was in the fragrance industry, I had a lady tell me that, you know, there was a lot of people, employees fussing with one another and a lot of problems going on. And she said, you are like in this joyful bubble, she told me. As you're walking around and sharing and doing business, she said, you have this smile on your face, and it's like you're in this, and you're not even a part of the gossip or the this or that. And that's the joy of the Lord. It didn't mean that my life was perfect. You know, maybe when I got to work, I just stopped a couple of my kids from fighting with one another. Maybe I had some financial struggles. It didn't mean that everything was perfect. But if you want to be used by God, you have to keep your joy. I also had another time that I was working, and I had a lady that asked me to help her find the perfect fragrance that she wanted to wear to church. And I said, well, you know, what, out of curiosity, well, what church do you go to? Well, she let me know that the church that she went to was a gay and lesbian church, and she said, does that shock you? And I said, well, not really. And she said, well, what are your thoughts on it? And I was surprised that she asked me that. And I said, well, I'm not really allowed to tell you unless I go on break right now. And she said, well, just go on break where you're standing. And I said, okay, I'll say I'm on break where I'm standing. And I don't remember all my words, but I ministered so much love to this woman. I told her that God had a better plan for her than the lifestyle that she chosen, and that I really had so much love for her, I wanted to see her in heaven, and I didn't want her to miss heaven. She told me that she felt so much love coming from me that she was going to go home and read these scriptures and rethink her lifestyle and the kind of church she was attending. So when we're ministering healing, it can also be the healing of sin. There was sin in this woman's life that she needed healed from, and she may have needed saved also than she did. But there's so many different healings. Healings in the body, people that I remember praying for a woman that was fighting breast cancer. And she, when I prayed for her, you know, I think it's six times in the Bible that Jesus had compassion, moved with compassion, the word says. And as I was praying for her for that healing, I was moved with such compassion that I was realizing the kind of compassion that Jesus moved with when touching us, that he moved with compassion when touching others. And that's how God touched this woman and healed her, I believe, was through prayers of great compassion and feeling the anointing flow through you. I don't know if you ever noticed whenever Catherine Coleman prayed for people, she was filled with so much love, and she was also filled with so much compassion when she seen somebody. It was just like, oh, you little darling, or oh, you sweetheart, because she felt so much love for them. God is love. So if you're going to go out and have a healing ministry for those around you, be filled with compassion. Be filled with love. And that's what I wanted to say about that. I also would like people to realize that don't give up just because the healing that you for somebody doesn't come overnight. Keep believing. I've seen so many miracles that, you know, they happened overnight. But then I've also seen the ones, like I said, that have taken time. The most excited miracle that I had take place in my body was I was an Avon lady. And God used me a lot. I had a great big territory, and I would end up ministering to people many times. One time I found myself in a prostitute's den, and I was ministering to them. But I believe I had an attack of the enemy because I got blood clots in my legs. I was only in my 20s. And the doctor said, these blood clots are so bad, I don't want you to walk any further than from your bed or the couch to the bathroom. And my husband at the time, who's went on to be with the Lord, was supposed to go preach at a church that was a few states away. And we were supposed to go there on evangelism. And he said, I guess we just can't go, you know. And I said, no. I said, I'm feeling in my heart that the Lord is saying go. Now, I'm not telling you how to do that. You have to really know that it's God to take a step of faith like that. I'm not telling you to disobey the doctor unless you know that you know that you know that you know it's God. I don't want to give you that advice. But when you know that you know that you know it's God, do it. And I knew it was God. And we had a travel trailer parked on the beach. And I had what we ladies used to wear called culottes. back in the day, and I looked down, and these blood clots that were like golf balls all over my legs were gone. And I called my husband, and I said, look. Well, after I praised God, of course, and after we left there where we were ministering, we had to go into Ohio, where I'm at right now for ministry. And we went out to breakfast at that time with my husband's parents, and my mother-in-law was so worried about the blood clots in my legs, and I got the joy of telling her that I was healed. And that's, you know, that miracles are why nothing really gets me down. You know, diagnosis, I was having what we thought was, you know, maybe some trouble with my heart. And one night, Elder Philip, my husband, prayed for me. And I knew that God was really moving on my heart. And they'd run these tests and everything. And the lady that ran the test, I guess she wasn't really supposed to give out information, but she said, you have several things that are wrong, that it's like with your heart, the different things. And that was before we had this very annoying time of my husband praying for me, for this heart of mine. And we knew that the miracle had taken place. And I said, Lord, I said, please. I said, I believe you showed me, please change those tests. I don't want to be put on heart medicine. I said, Lord, change the test. I got a call back, I guess maybe it was a week later, 5 days later. And the doctor's office said that my heart was perfect. Nothing was wrong. So I shared all this to give you all encouragement. And I hope that something I said tonight has encouraged you. And if you have any questions, want some more advice on healing or what God can do in your life. And the other thing I'm going to share with you, sometimes, you know, we're praying for somebody and it's their time to go be with the Lord. And I know that some people don't believe us, but sometimes their healing is to go be with Jesus. I've also seen that. That they were weary and it was their time. And there's no greater healing than to walk into heaven and hand in hand with the Lord and with the saints. There's no greater healing than that pain. There is no more. I have a granddaughter that is autistic, and she had an aunt that had some type of disability like that. They didn't call it autism. But my oldest daughter's father-in-law said one day, tears, he said his daughter and his granddaughter, they couldn't wait to see these girls that had the disabilities in heaven one day with perfect minds, able to perfectly talk and not have these disabilities anymore. So heaven is also a place of perfect healing. So when somebody doesn't get it on this earth, please don't stop believing, because I'm never going to stop believing.
Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anything else you want to share before we begin to open up the line?
Oh, you can open up the line. That'd be great.
Okay. Amen. Well, for those who just joined us, let me just give you a recap of what has been said thus far. Hallelujah. First of all, you are hearing the voice of Minister Linda Hockey. Hallelujah. Elder Philip Hockey's wife. Hallelujah. He's not here with us tonight. He is resting. Amen. Amen. He's out of town and he needs some rest right now, so he's resting. So she has been carrying on this boot camp. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She said just some wonderful key things here tonight. And she shared with us about, you know, when she's been praying for since she was 4 or 6 years old, and even prayed for a dog who was non-responsive, probably dead, and the dog came back. Hallelujah. Now, that's near and dear to my heart, you know. I'm known as one who prays for dogs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I've seen dogs be healed. Hallelujah. I remember a long time ago I said, you know, if I never preach in a pulpit again, I got a dog ministry. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
So that was near and dear to my heart when you said that. And so she also said it again.
I said, praise God.
Amen. And then she shared with us that she has been diagnosed with some things over the past and even in the past and even now, you know, diagnosed with MS, and she has had to even speak to her own leg and tell them to move. And hopefully, Minister Linda, sometime tonight, I will pray for my friend Roy. And Roy has been diagnosed with MS. And I've seen a great change in him over a short amount of time. And, and what you said about how we see ourselves, how that matters, that you see yourself healed, you see yourself whole, and it makes a difference. You know, I've had to talk to him about the things that he says about himself. You know, I'm like, it's just as easy for you to say that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus you are healed, rather than to say, you know, some of the things that he's saying about himself. And and I saw, you know, the last time I was with him, one of his legs would not respond. So he was dragging one of his legs. And, you know, he was standing up with a walker for a moment. And I turned my head to look in another direction. I looked back. He was on the floor. And so sometime tonight I would love for you to pray for Roy. Amen. He was
absolutely.
He's our deacon. Amen.
Okay.
Still claim him as the East St. Louis Christian Center Church deacon. Oh, and I'm still reviewing, but I'm adding my stuff in as I review. And
oh,
you talked about
that's
joy. Amen. You talked about joy because, you know, some people are going through things from grief, you know, and some people, you know, don't have joy for whatever reason. And God wants to heal their spirit. Amen. He came to heal the brokenhearted. Glory to God.
Yes.
And so you were saying how our joy can minister to others, and even a smile, you know, on our face is a ministry. And, you know, as you were talking about that, I thought about a long time ago when I first, you know, became a minister, and, you know, my countenance was not showing what was in my heart. And so I was like, well, you know, maybe if I just try to keep a smile on my face. And the Lord was saying, the smile has to come from your spirit. It has to come out of your belly, out of, like, who you are, not because you're trying to keep a smile on your face. If you've seen people who try to smile on their face, they look weird. it just doesn't look right, but when it comes from the presence of God, then it's a and as minister, as you were saying.
Yeah.
You said something, you said a lot of key things as you were speaking, that as ministers of healing, that we need to give others' burdens to the Lord. That, you know, we can't hold somebody else's burden on us. And it wasn't meant, the Lord didn't mean for us to hold someone else's burden. And, you know, over time, since I've been ministering to people for years, you know, they'll say something like, I don't mean to put this heavy thing on you. I said, hey, all I'm going to do is lift it up before the Lord. You know, we come to him, you know, who labor and who are heavy burden, and we cast it up on him. And, you know, over the years, more and more, I've learned how to cast my burden and others' burden upon the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. So that was very, very key, very good key to ministering someone's healing or any ministry that we have. Because we're going to hear people's intimate details of their lives. And whether they want to tell us or not, I call it singing like a canary. People will come to you and sing like a canary tell. And tell so many things about what's going on in their life. But that's the anointing that God has placed upon us for people to say that. And then what our job is to lift it up before the Lord. Amen. Cast those burdens upon him. You talked about, and I have to say the scripture, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's a very special scripture to me, Nehemiah 8:10. I have it posted on my wall. Hallelujah. So I can see it. Then you said how Jesus healed with compassion. Catherine Coleman, you know, she had so much love and passion that people were healed. I've read stories about how she even just walked past people and they were slain in the spirit. She walked through a kitchen and the kitchen staff started just falling out in the spirit. Just the anointing was upon her, love and compassion. And God was reaching out through her, touching people like that. And so, you know, we want him to be able to be free to move through us as well. I want to add this about myself. When I hear about compassion, this was early on in the ministry, probably about maybe 30 years ago, the Lord was talking to me about compassion. And he was saying, you know what, you need more compassion. Because he sent me to pray with someone for their healing, and I had to chase them down. And they didn't know me, and they didn't, you know, they were like, they didn't have time to talk to me. And I knew that God wanted me to pray for them. And so my thought was, hey, if she don't want the prayer, all righty then. You know, but the Lord said, you have to have compassion. You know, figure out a way to get to her. Tell her you'll come on her time. You know, you'll do, because they were talking about amputating this lady's leg. And anyway, long story short, I got out of myself and, you know, really pursued her, not in a bad way, but, you know, just let her know I was available. And the moment she was available, I went to her office to pray for her. And I think she was a little scared. And so she had her friends there. When I walked in the door, the Lord just opened up their lives before me and what they were going through, ended up praying for them. They got healed, and then she was ready to get prayer.
Praise God.
Amen. And then she got healed. And as far as I know, you know, I knew about her a few years after. She never had any amputation. Glory to God. So it's that kind of compassion, that love that, you know, looks beyond what other people are going through in themselves, you know, and you know, knowing that God wants to heal them. And another key, we're almost there, another key was don't give up, even if you don't see the miracle right away. And I can tell you that there are times that I prayed for people. I'm thinking of one in particular that comes to mind. I prayed for someone for their healing, and you know, it didn't manifest right that moment, but it did manifest. And I didn't know about it until years later. Until years later, when he was up ministering, and he said, you know, my sister-in-law prayed for me, and I got healed back in such and such a year, you know. And the Lord said, you know, that sometimes that signs and wonders following. You know, sometimes you don't see the healing right away, but it's the signs and wonders following where you pray for someone's healing and you keep going and let God go ahead and heal them. And it's like, even like the lepers, they weren't healed right away, but they were healed as they went and they came back to the Lord.
Yeah.
And then the last thing you said was, healing is a place of heaven, perfect healing. So, you know, once a person, the Lord decides to bring them on home, or it's their time to come on home, then their healing is complete. Amen. All of our healing will be complete. Our body healing, our soul healing will be complete when we get to heaven. And I was thinking of a lady that I was with her, her last, I think maybe 10 days of her life, and she had hemorrhoids. I understand that she had hemorrhoids that were really bad. She had had those hemorrhoids for years, and we didn't know that she was going to be called home to be with the Lord in that time. You know, you just stand with somebody and just be with them.
Right.
And I think maybe a day or two before she went home to be with the Lord, all the hemorrhoids disappeared.
Wow.
And so, you know, it was like God was there, and her healing began here before he brought her home. You know, I think about that often. So anyway, for those who just came on, that's the review and the commentary of this wonderful boot camp that we're in. We're going to begin to open up the line. Of course, the first one is Pastor Mom. She had a long day today. So I don't know if she's awake or if she's resting, but she was up for about 5 hours today. That was a miracle for her to be up that long. And so when she got to bed, she was, I think she went to sleep, but Pastor Catherine, we're going to open up the line now. Now, anyone else, if you would like prayer tonight, you want to make any comments, you have any questions, you know, press your number one key. Amen. We love to pray with you. As we said, you know, I believe that during this time of talking of the boot camp, that impartation has happened, activation has happened, and now it's time for the demonstration to happen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we're opening up the line for Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom.
Well, good evening. Pastor Mom just opened her eyes up. She heard her name.
Wow.
She heard Mom. But she's probably still a little sleepy here. So I don't know whether you guys want to pray for her or not. Yeah, she had a long day today.
Yes.
Well,
hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing good. Right, Minister Linda?
Yes, we're doing really good, and we're so happy to hear your beautiful voice.
Amen. Do you want prayer for anything, Pastor Mom?
Yes, we need to pray. I'll be glad to.
Okay. Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Yes.
Is she saying she wants prayer for
her cough?
Oh, for the cough. Amen.
Cough.
Well, we prayed some for her last night. And also we want to pray for her speech as well, for her to be able to communicate well. Hallelujah. There's some things that she can communicate, and we want to pray for her to be able to communicate even more. Amen.
Yeah.
And she said amen. All right.
Amen. Would you like me to pray?
Absolutely.
Okay. Father God, we come before you in the precious name of your son, Jesus. And you see Pastor Mom, who has been so faithful to you. Right now, we come against this cough in Jesus' name. We curse this cough. We tell this cough to leave and go to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. And right now, I speak perfect communication to Pastor Mom. Right now, I speak to her communication, that her communication would be understandable and that her communication would be much better than it's been in a long time. And right now, Lord, I ask for you to put your fire of healing upon her. May she feel your Holy Spirit in a mighty way right now as we're praying, that she will be healed and that her tongue will be loosened to be able to speak correctly, and that everybody will understand her more. And we ask these things, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen, Pastor Mom. Amen.
Be blessed.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Well, hallelujah.
Well,
amen. Pastor Catherine?
Okay, well, good evening, Minister Linda and Apostle. And I am so sorry. There was something you started off with, Minister Linda, and I'm sorry I didn't have my paper to take my notes, and I forgot what it was because one of my children called me. And I didn't get a chance to hear some of what you said in the beginning.
Oh.
But I did hear you talk about you had a dog. You healed a dog, right? Was it a dog?
Yes, when I was a little girl I prayed for this dog that was still in the sack and seemed to have, my mother said it wasn't moving or anything and that it wasn't alive. And And I went outside. I can still remember praying and my mom yelling that the dog was alive. I remember that. And as you're asking me that, I don't know if I shared this the other night, but there's another point on that I wanted to share. And Sister Barbara, stop me if you remember me sharing this or if I shared it recently. I think maybe I did, but maybe everybody didn't hear it. But my son walked in to the room, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, and he was talking about this preacher that was raising people from the dead. And he looked at me and he said, Mom, when did you ever raise somebody from the dead? You know, he was smiling about it. And I actually said never, and then the Holy Spirit caught me. And my husband always laughs. He says I do this kind of like tilt when I'm hearing the voice of God. It's like I hear it, and I'm like looking over my shoulder when I hear him. And I don't even realize that I did it till just recently I realized it, that that's what I do. And the Lord gave me a vision and showed me that I had been part of raising somebody from the dead. I was babysitting a little baby, a newborn. We were pastoring a church. It was one of the church members' babies that had to go back to work at the bank. And I already had 4 children of my own, so I knew a lot about babies. And I was watching this dear child, and she started to drown in my arms. She wasn't in water, but she started to drown. The panic, her eyes, the sound she was making, she could not breathe. It was the scariest thing in the natural I've ever seen. Now, this is what you call urgent prayer and healing. Mm-hmm. I took that baby and I prayed in the Holy Ghost over her with all my might. It could have shook the house. And that baby took a breath and she breathed. And God brought that to my memory when I said, no, you know, and let me know, yes, you did. You just didn't remember that time. And, you know, I looked up that child on Facebook. She's 30-something years old and beautiful. And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's testimony bears repeating. Amen.
Yes.
You and Apostle you all have a dog ministry and I have a bird ministry.
Oh, you pray for a bird, Pastor?
Yes. My husband told me, leave that bird alone. You might as well go on and get a shovel and put him in the trash because his legs are broken. I'll tell you, I pray for that little bird. That little bird got up on his leg and just flew on off. And I said, I called him and I said, he's gone, he's gone. He's healed, he's healed.
Praise Jesus, that's beautiful.
And that's also, beautiful. when you were talking about believing God, beyond some of the doctor's advice, because I can remember when I was taken up that I had been placed on hormone pills. And I had been on them for quite a few years. And and whenever I tried to get off of them, they would really just change my attitude, you know, my behavior. And I said, I don't think I can get off of these. I don't think I can get off of these hormone pills. And so one day I was just praying, I said, God, I want to get off of them because, you know, they were saying they had all types of side effects and all that. And I wanted to really get off of them because every time I would try to get off of them, it looked like I would just go into a deep, dark place. And I would say, oh, God, what's wrong with me? Am I going into depression or whatever? And so one day I was just praying and God said, no, that's the symptoms of you coming off of the medicine. If you would just stay in there and go through the dark time that you're coming off of, them, you can be delivered from this medicine. So I stayed, and I would take maybe one here, one there, and eventually I was just came all the way off, and all that darkness and all that all just went on, I was just healed completely. So as you said, you must believe. You got to believe that God, you have really heard from God. You have to believe. You have to believe, and I believe that God was able to heal me from those hormone pills, and also even when I had a back problem, as you said, you have to see yourself healed. And I remember I could barely walk, I could barely get out of my bed, and I put a picture in front of me, and I said I'm going to walk like I was walking before. And I just thought that was
praise
so good.
Jesus.
calls you did here. So thank you so much. I think you did a great job today without your husband. Tell him you did a great job.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. You know what? You're talking about that. And you know what? The pastor of the church that we go to here, I was talking to him about the struggle at times with the healing that I'm going through now. And he said to me, you know, he says, when you get an immediate healing, sister, he said, it's a good testimony. He said, but the smile on your face and your positivity when you're not walking right or you're in pain, he said, sometimes it's a far bigger testimony than when everything's perfect. And I've learned to laugh in the devil's face. You've talked about that we're going to pray for our brother tonight that was dragging his foot. Well, if I'm sitting very long, sometimes I'll need to hold on to somebody or need a cane or a walker just to get going. And then surprisingly, I can walk on my own perfectly. But sometimes it's to get going, and depending on how bad a time will happen. But I've been there before where I was dragging the foot. And I just smiled and laughed about it. Next thing I know, I was using that foot too. Devil can't stand it when he can't get you down. He can't stand it.
Amen. Did you say something, Pastor Catherine?
I was just saying she did a great job tonight. And I just want to
thank you.
Thank you so much. I did have something else that kind of went out of my it kind of went out of my head. I'm sorry.
Well, if it comes back, let me know. Pressure number
okay.
One, okay?
All right, dear. God bless you all.
Okay.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? You can press your number one key. I see you, Minister Rachel. We'll open up your line in just a moment. But anyone else, and I want to just say, don't be shy. Press your number one key, and we will pray with you. Amen. And you can share as well. As Pastor Catherine shared a testimony, I mean, gee, she's my sister. I've known her almost all my life, and I didn't know about her praying for that bird.
Praise Jesus, that's beautiful.
And she might not have known about me praying for the dog either.
beautiful.
What were you? Amen. Okay, opening up the line for Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, God, Mom, and Apostle Kibbe, and beautiful lady Linda Hockey. I'm so encouraged, and God bless each and every one of you. I heard Pastor Catherine, I heard Pastor Mom, very encouraged. But there's some things that's been happening to me throughout the day. Been having some pains in chest, and I was like, the blood of Jesus against this. And I would shout,
yeah.
Jesus is Lord over my health, and it would go away. Not to keep
yeah.
on, you know, just standing and believing that and things like that. And I'm just, I know he is Lord over my health. He is Lord over me, Lord over my finances, everything like that. And
yeah.
things begin to
yeah.
go good. I got to just keep on declaring that because it's just
yeah.
been one thing after the other. So, yeah, we do got to keep believing. Yes, things are going to arise, but we got to keep believing. And we got to have that joy within because at times I was grieved. I was a little sad and things like that. When you don't see
yeah.
a manifestation of something, you'd be disappointed. You would believe in like it, that this, you know, certain things, but it's not going to happen my way. I just have to just keep trusting the Lord and thanking him that he sustains me through many things and that he strengthened me through many things. And there was times I'm not gonna lie, I asked questions. Why do it have to happen this way? You know, little stuff. I know we all have our moments. But then
yeah.
he comforts me through the night, and I go through times when I'm lonely, when I miss the companionship of a man, and then there's so many things but he still helps me, and I do love him, and I do cry, and I try not to cry in front of my children. I try to get that moment, either go in my closet, but it's, I have a house full of people, so I always have that luxury of just going somewhere to vent out and to talk to God. Sometimes he allowed me to. They won't, the children won't come and bust open the door, and then sometimes they do. But I still love them. Thank God for all of them and stuff. Like, thank you, Lord, for them. Oh, sometimes I just need to talk it out, and then I feel better. I feel, you know, a release, and I'm like, God, thank you for that healing. I'm able to talk, and I hold it in.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I know exactly what you mean by a household, because it's been that way, you know, most of my life, with having 8 children, and now getting ready to have the 10th and 11th grandchild. So, yeah, I know where you're coming from.
Never a chance to ever be.
It's amazing, you know, you can get into the anointing and into the spirit, you know, while you're, you know, washing dishes or cleaning the toilets. It's amazing.
Yeah, but sometimes when I'm shouting and singing, my children think there's something wrong, and it's not. Sometimes I'm in tears. It's nothing wrong. I just feel good after that release when I'm just really singing from the depths of my soul to God and able to open up to him.
Absolutely.
You already know the deepest parts of me. Things come out, and old hurts come out, and I say, God, just heal me. Put faith in the things that need to be in me after I expose the enemy for this, what he tries to put and try to be from my mind. And I was like, no, the devil is a liar and Jesus is Lord, because he tried to bring up old things about my ex. We don't know where my ex is. We don't even know, like I said, if he's still here on earth. We haven't heard from him in a while. So I'm just praying God would help and heal him wherever he is. And just pray that he reach out to the children before God. You know, I'm like, Lord, please, whatever you do, before we leave this earth, I pray he know you before the last breath leaves his body. I don't want to say it like that, but I just would rather he know the Lord before he leaves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what do you want prayer for tonight? Prayer for him, or prayer for you?
Prayer for me.
And for what? For anything in particular?
For my mind and my heart.
Okay. Because of feeling, like you were saying, at times feeling lonely. Missing the love of a man. I went through years of, you know, being a widow. And one thing that's a comfort is that you know that he's a husband to the widow. So he's a husband to the godly woman that doesn't have a husband. And I can't even tell you the miracles. I'll just tell you one right now before I pray for you. I was single. And I had a date, and it was with somebody who didn't know Jesus, and I witnessed to him, but he was of a different background, and he really wanted to get into a relationship with me, and he was really wealthy, and I came home. That time I had some financial needs, kids to take care of. And I got into a Holy Ghost meeting with the Lord. And I told the Lord I would never be unequally yoked. I didn't care what the struggles financially were in life or whatever. I told him that whatever I had to go through, you know, I would still go through it, because I would not do that to him. I would not become unequally yoked. And, God started to take care of me in the most miraculous ways. but I mean miracles. So trust me, you couldn't have a better husband than the Lord right now. And when you're meant to have somebody else, he'll let you know. They'll be there for you. But I will pray for you right now, but I wanted to tell you that because be encouraged that I know where you're at. I know. And Father God, I ask you to touch my sister, Lord. Lord, she's asked that her ex, wherever he's at, that he won't die without you, Jesus. That wherever he's at, that you'll grab hold of his heart and that he'll know you in a mighty way. That you'll touch him. And he will come to the knowledge of you. We don't know where he's at, Lord. You do. But we're praying for his salvation and that he know you. And, Lord, we're praying that he be found. We don't know what's going on with him. But, Lord, you do. And we're asking you to take care of this situation. And right now I pray for my sister that you would give her joy. That you would, we plead your blood upon her mind and upon her spirit. Satan, you have no way. And right now, in Jesus' name, I speak joy upon you, sister. I speak peace upon you from the tip of your head to the tip of your toes. And in Jesus' name, I curse any depression that was to try to come upon you. And I ask for such joy to come upon you in Jesus' name that you'll just continually find yourself singing in his presence. And Lord, I thank you for answering this prayer, and I praise your name. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for praying.
God bless you. You're very welcome.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. All right. Minister Rachel, I was just thinking about pains around your chest.
Yes.
I'll just tell you what came to my mind is that it's part of that was like indigestion, like I'm trying to think of what it's called. I'm only thinking of
like heartburn?
What the Italians say, heartburn. I was thinking That's what the Italians say.
I didn't eat nothing spicy. That only happened when I used to eat spicy food. I have not been eating hot sauce, hot chips, or anything like that, or barbecue sauce with the paprika in it.
Okay. Well.
I must have ate something. I'm trying to remember all the stuff.
Just talk to the Lord about that, okay?
Okay.
And see, you know, because, you know, every now and then, you know, he'll say, go take a Tums, you know? And
okay, because I have Rolaids. I have extra strength Rolaids.
Okay. Same difference.
I've never taken it before.
Okay. Yeah. So that just came to mind, and I wasn't going to say anything. I was like, I could talk to you about that later. But, you know, that's a thought. Pray over it. You know, pray over everything.
Because God knows that I don't like to take medicine. The only thing I'm comfortable taking is Ricolas or, the Luden's drops, and also what I was comfortable taking. Medicine. I always run to medication. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you eat apples?
I need to start buying apples.
Okay. Apples are good because, well, you said, you know, in the past that, you were eating hot foods, there may be some irritation in your esophagus.
Okay.
And Apples are good for that.
Any kind of apple.
You know,
my
favorite
is red
delicious. Mm-hmm. Amen. So be prayerful about it. These are things that are just coming to mind as you're talking.
Okay.
Amen.
That's very wise. I'm trying to say which ones, Lord. Any apple or? Because I do like a golden. I like red delicious, golden delicious, Granny Smith, Gala. But my favorite is the red delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, try it. Pray,
yeah, I'll start at golden apples. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's the wise thing. So God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you.
Amen. Okay, anyone else? I see some of you are holding on. Oh, Reverend Treva sent me a text. Okay, so Reverend Treva was on last night, and she said, God bless. And she's talking to me and you, Minister Linda. She has a praise report. Last night, we prayed for her neighbor, Ramona's surgery. Well, the surgery was successful, and she's recovering in the hospital. And then hallelujah. And so we prayed. I'm trying to remember if we prayed for her back, but I remember her back and her side were going through some things. She said the pain in her lower back and side is at a level 3 today. So it's much better. I think it was like maybe a level 9, and now it's not that painful today. We praise God that it'll go completely away. And then we prayed about a shortness of breath. You know, I'm trying to remember if we were praying for somebody else and she began to be healed. Well, she had shortness of breath before, and she hasn't had any shortness of breath today. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the praise report. Look what the Lord has done. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And we thank the Lord for sealing the healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the pain that was in your back, the healing that is now in your back is sealed. The healing in your breathing is sealed in Jesus' name. And then she has a prayer request. Praying for Roger and his family. Roger's mom is in hospice. And then that was number one. And number two prayer is for one of her sister's coworkers. He got a coworker's son. He got married, and then he was diagnosed with cancer, and now he's in hospice. So praying for Roger and his family. Roger's mom is in hospice. And then praying for the coworker's son who just got married, diagnosed with cancer, and now he's in hospice as well. So, Minister Linda?
Yes. Would you like me to begin that prayer?
Amen, yes.
Okay. Father God, I thank you for what you've done so far. I thank you for the healings that you've done already, Lord. Lord, I know what it's like to have loved ones in hospice. And Lord, right now you see these loved ones, your children that are in hospice right now, Lord. I ask you to touch them, Lord. I ask you to heal them. I ask you to do miracles with them. Lord, let them feel your, Lord, they're in hospice. Lord, if it's what you're wanting, Lord,
to just raise them up out of hospice right now, Lord. I'm asking you to do so. Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, if this is their time to come be with you, that you let this be a really wonderful time, that while they're there, that they'll get to see you, that they'll get to have wonderful visions of you, as my mother-in-law did when it was her last days, that she got to see you, that she got to have experiences, Lord. Lord, I have a lot of mercy when I hear about anybody in hospice, Lord. I ask you to touch them, Lord. And, Lord, I ask you to meet each and every one of these other needs that have been asked, Lord. I ask you to touch these lives. I ask you to heal, not only physically, but mentally, Lord. Lord, I ask you, you are the giver of life, Lord. Present all of this before you, Lord, as we ask you, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Very
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You,
I do not see any other number one keys pressed. So we are now in our last half an hour. So if you like prayer, don't hesitate and go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. In the meantime, I want you to pray for Roy, for Deacon Roy, for us. He's been losing a lot of weight. You know, he's able to use his hands, but it's his legs that's going through. And anyway, just pray for
I do
Deacon
understand.
Roy.
Yes. Yes. Father God, I pray for Deacon Roy right now as we come before your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, I curse MS and Deacon Roy in your name, Jesus. I curse this disease in Jesus' name and Deacon Roy. And I speak life to his feet, his toes, his legs.
Hallelujah.
I speak life to these legs, upon these legs. And I speak life to these legs. I speak life to every toe, to every bone, to the knees, to the ankles. I speak life to every part of the legs. And I curse death in these legs in Jesus' name. I curse the spirit of MS in Jesus' name. And I speak health to these bones of Deacon Roy. And Lord, I feel you telling me right now to speak happiness upon Deacon Roy. Lord, I don't know what else going on with him besides the torture of this MS, but right now, Lord, you're telling me to speak joy upon him and happiness and joy and laughter and happiness. Lord Jesus, give him his joy back. Lord, give him his happiness back. Give him his faith back. Lord, I ask you to touch him in such a mighty way wherever he's at right now that he'll feel your presence and he'll feel your love. And Lord, let him know that he is not alone in this. And that
in you,
he will be victorious. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Linda. Hallelujah.
You're welcome, Lord.
Even in advance. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I don't see any other number one keys pressed. We're going to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And then we will come back to you, Minister Linda, and give you closing remarks and closing prayer for tonight. I'll keep my eye out on the studio board if a number one key is pressed, as well as I'll check my text out to see if you all want to say anything else. Otherwise, we're in the midst of closing. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're not sure, or if there's any shadow of a doubt that you are saved, that you're born again, we want to pray with you now for you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. The Lord loves you so much. Hallelujah. He knows that everlasting life, eternity, is a long time. And he wants to begin loving on you right here and now. He already has. He so loves you. And he wants to love you into eternity. But there's a decision that you must make, because God is not into robot or artificial intelligence. Hallelujah. He wants the real thing, and that's for you to make a choice. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart, that's where the choice comes in, where you choose. You make the choice. Nobody can make this choice for you. Hallelujah. If your parents are saved, that's a wonderful thing. Your brother, your sister saved, that's awesome. But what is needed is for you to make the choice for yourself. Hallelujah. And you just have to choose by faith and believe it, because none of us were there 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross. We have to believe by faith what is said in the Bible, what Jesus said about himself. And so you simply make a choice in your heart and believe. Hallelujah. And then say it out of your mouth, a short prayer, and you shall be saved in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to me. Yes, repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, you made that decision, and you prayed that prayer tonight of your heart by faith, right now you are saved. You are born again. You are redeemed. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. And we want to pray with you right now. Lord God, touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, every cell, organ, and tissue of their body. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing upon them, even now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for their salvation in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord God, right now to fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to think right, power to speak right. In the name of Jesus, power to read the Word of God and to understand it every time you read it, because the Lord is right there with you. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you just release their prayer language in them. Hallelujah. Like rivers of living water flowing out of their belly. And we give you praise and glory for it now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we praise God for you. Glory to God. And we pray that you go to a Bible-believing church and learn more about your salvation. We want to invite you, hallelujah, to Get 'Em Radio on this Sunday. Amen. You can call this number, 516-418-5699. And that's 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. And you can join us in any of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Simply Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and you will see our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you can meet us in any of our services or broadcasts that we have. Also, we're on Facebook. Our Facebook is God in the Midst, and Midst is spelled M-I-D-S-T. Hallelujah. So check us out on Facebook. We usually have on there when our next broadcast is. Set out and join us and come and learn and grow with us. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Don't see any number one keys pressed, so we're going to open up the line for Minister Linda to give closing remarks and closing prayer.
Well, my closing remarks would be that I thank you, Sister Barbara, for having me to testify and pray for people tonight. And I thank you so much for this opportunity, because what I have inside of me, the Lord Jesus, since I was a small child, he has walked with me and been with me my whole life. Sometime I will give my whole testimony, but he was so near to me every year of my life. One of my memories of knowing him was there was a time period that my mother was separated from my father for a very good reason. He was very dangerous at the time. And I had to walk. I was 11 years old, or 10, no, I was 10, I believe, 10. And I had to walk down this very, very long road, dark, because there were so many trees. It was almost like a forest and a dirt road. And it was for a child of 10 years old, it was a long walk. And it was scary because all you could see is trees all around, which made it kind of dark. And I remember as a little girl putting my hand out and feeling the Lord's hand in mine and holding his hand. If somebody had seen me, I'd have wondered what that little girl was doing. But my hand was held out, holding his, as I traveled on that road knowing that he would protect me and get me home. And he has got me home my whole life. And he is my everything. And I am so glad to be able to just share him with you all. Just to share him with you. And thankful.
Thank you.
And thankful for every one of you.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank you as you close out, get ready to close out. Thank you so much for, you could have said, my husband's not going to be here. I'm not going to be here. See ya. So, but we just thank you very much. And we got to have you all to ourselves tonight. Hallelujah.
Aww. Thank you, honey. Thank you.
So thank you so much. This was just beautiful. Amen. So we got to hear some of your testimony. Amen. So thank you so much for sharing. Such a blessing.
You're so welcome.
Amen.
It's such a privilege, a real privilege.
Amen. And you can go ahead and close us out.
Okay. Father God, I thank you tonight in your son Jesus' name for every healing that has taken place and for every testimony that's been shared and for all of the love we've shared as children of God on this broadcast tonight, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would seal every healing and that you would minister to everybody that's reached out and that you would be with everyone tonight as they head to their beds, Lord, that you would give everybody sweet, precious sleep, that they would feel your Holy Spirit upon them. I pray a special blessing upon Sister Barbara, that you would anoint her even more than she is already, and that you would let her have a wonderful night's sleep, that your presence would surround her and your peace would surround her, and that she will have one of the best night's sleep ever. And I pray for my husband tonight that you continue to heal him in body and let him be fully rested for his journey tomorrow, Lord. Lord Jesus, I just pray and speak healing upon him and rest. And I thank you for this time we've had together tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Minister Linda. We look, hallelujah, we look forward to you and Elder Philip being with us on next Thursday night. Hallelujah.
Sounds wonderful.
Amen. Praying that you will have a good night's sleep, a restful night's sleep as well, that the whole household is at peace and at rest in Jesus' name. Amen. And
Praise God. All
of the households represented here, amen, as well.
Amen.
All right. Well, God bless you all. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of this night, this evening. God bless you.
Y'all tell the people that, don't